Track 6, The Art of Chroma. As if Chroma could get any more perfect, it is now part glorious seaside resort, part open-air art gallery, says Rowan Mantell.
Wander through Chroma's North Lodge Park and find Van Gogh's sunflowers near where real sunflowers bloom. In a clifftop shelter west of the pier, Turner's astonishing The Fighting Temeraire, a miracle of light and sky and sea, is set against the real light and sky and sea. Chroma already rocks fabulous views of sea and sky, a huge sandy beach and wide prom. It has award-winning chippies, the pinnacles of the Hotel de Paris, and an elegant pier which doubles as the perfect dawn and dusk viewpoint for the sun rising out of the water in the east and eventually sinking back into the western waves. Now, the town is hosting some of the world's greatest paintings, including masterpieces by Rembrandt, Rubens, Botticelli, Renoir, Manet, Monet, Matisse, and many more artists normally confined to national art collections. We once took our young children to the National Gallery and got them to choose their favourite picture. I sometimes think that was my peak parenting moment, getting a toddler, a six-year-old and a 10-year-old to enjoy great art. The oldest loves Georges Seurat's Bathers at Asnières. Our middle child picked Hans Holbein's perspective-defying The Ambassadors for the elongated disc in the foreground, which transforms into a human skull when seen from a certain angle. The two-year-old pounced on Henri Rousseau's Surprised and its toothsome tiger poised to spring on jungle prey as lightning illuminates striped beast and lush foliage. He loved The Tiger Who Came to Tea at the time, and indeed much later when he dressed as the food-raiding tiger for a high school World Book Day, as did a friend's son who identical onesie represented the considerably more intellectual tiger from Life of Pi. Rousseau's wild tiger is now gleaming out of its jungle in the streets of Chroma. The actual priceless painting might still be in the National Gallery in London, but the Chroma picture is a top-quality, actual-sized replica, freed from the constraints of a gallery and allowed to run wild outside a flower shop in West Street. Round the corner, a 15th-century Italian beauty has taken a holiday from the Renaissance to welcome people to the North Norfolk Visitor Centre. And while Chroma Beach is often full of bathers, they are not usually quite as nude as Cézanne bathers, Le Grand Bagneur, ready to skinny dip in a woodland glade, and on the Melbourne slope going down to Chroma's West Beach. In comparison, Giovanni Arnolfini and his wife are positively overdressed in Jan van Eyck's famous 1434 portrait outside Bookworms on New Street. For the next few months, it will be difficult to walk around the town without coming across a view into Constable Country, over an impressionist water lily pond, or into the eyes of a saint or goddess. It all began during lockdown, when the volunteers of the Chroma Art Space charity turned the town into an outdoor gallery with replicas of great art from around the world. Now, Chroma is the first place in the country to work with the National Gallery to create another alfresco exhibition. News of Chroma's street art status even reached Banksy last summer, who made sure to include it in his East Coast spraycation.